Gloria Guevara's last day in Saudi Arabia will be June 30. In May 2021, Ahmed Al-Hadib, the Minister of Tourism for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, attended the first Global Tourism Summit during the COVID-19 pandemic, the WTTC Summit in Cancun, Mexico, April 25 to 27, 2021. Gloria Guevara, CEO of WTTC, fought hard to bring this event to Cancun against all odds, but at that time WTTC members were furious. The UNWTO Secretary General, Zurab Palalakashvili, was trying to boycott the summit at that time. Gloria told eTurbo News in April 2021, "I am both sad and upset. This is the time the sector needs leaders to work together, not to boycott." eTurboNews.com. Seen as the most powerful woman in tourism as the CEO and president of the World Travel and Tourism Council, Saudi Arabian tourism officials showed up in Cancun in full force and offered her a job she could not refuse. She became the chief special advisor to the most influential minister of tourism and worked for a country that was on the path to becoming one of the top leaders in the travel and tourism world, with lots of money to spend. She worked as the right arm for a minister who had answered the 911 calls from fellow ministers around the globe during COVID-19 and assisted without asking questions first. This made Ahmed Al-Hadib the most popular and most liked celebrity in the global tourism world. In 2022, the WTTC summit in Riyadh was a testimonial for this. Gloria, in her new role, was at her peak, making sure this event was bigger and better than ever, Saudi style. eTurboNews.com. In the process, money brought WTTC and UNWTO together again. eTurboNews.com. Gloria's dream to bring leaders, a kingdom, and tourism together became a reality in so many ways. The travel and tourism development in Saudi Arabia announced records, mega projects, and achievements unheard of before during her assignment. eTurboNews.com. Today, Gloria Guevara told eTurbo News, "Leaving Saudi Arabia, it has been a privilege. After 3 wonderful years as chief special advisor to Ahmed Al-Hadib, Minister of Tourism of Saudi Arabia, my term will soon come to an end, on the 30th of June. With my son Alan now having finished high school in Riyadh and joining my daughter Kayla in the US for university, I look forward to being closer to them. I am tremendously grateful for the invitation by Ahmed Al-Hadib and the opportunity to have been a part of the impressive transformation of the kingdom under Vision 2030, specifically the development of tourism. It has been a privilege to support the great work of the Ministry of Tourism and the entire ecosystem, including reaching the 100 million domestic and international tourists milestone, last December, 7 years ahead of the target, which we could not have done without the commitment of the international private sector. During the past 3 years, I have been able to host over 200 CEOs, industry leaders, and friends, sharing my experience, different opportunities, and the commitment that this country has made towards our sector. I am convinced of the potential of Saudi Arabia to become a top 5 destination in the world. Development of STGC. I also had the honor to lead the development of STGC, a unique initiative to drive sustainable tourism global agenda and accelerate the transition to net zero for the sector, while protecting the environment and engaging communities. More than 400 stakeholders were included in the process. Your input and guidance were instrumental, especially as you represented the international media perspective. My support for the kingdom will stay. I will always support the kingdom and the tourism agenda, from wherever I am in the world, and look forward to finding new opportunities to engage soon. What will be next for Gloria Guevara? When asked what her plans are, she said there are no plans yet. When asked if she would consider running for Secretary General of UN Tourism, she did not say no. Gloria's passion is sustainability and climate change in relation to tourism. She did it. A great job in Saudi Arabia, any job offers for her? Please let eTurbo News know. She did it. eTurboNews.com.